I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Israel has charged five radical Jewish settlers with crimes against Israel's own military. The men are accused of organizing a recent vandalism attack on an Israeli army base in the occupied West Bank. They also allegedly tracked Israeli military movements in order to thwart actions against Jewish settlements. The case is alarming to many Israelis. According to the charges, the information about troop movements came from active duty soldiers. As the World's Matthew Bell reports, the case highlights what some see as a disturbing trend in the Israeli military.
It used to be that the bulk of Israel's army officers, especially elite soldiers, came from Israel's largely secular kibbutz movement. After all, a soldier's life can be incompatible with Orthodox Judaism's strict rules on diet, prayer, and study. But times have changed. Places like this have played a major role in the change. In the main study hall of the Har Etzion Hesder Yeshiva, pairs of young men are hunched over religious books, debating in the traditional style of Jewish learning. The word Hesder means arrangement in Hebrew, and essentially, this is a way for observant young Israelis, mostly men, but some women as well, to combine religious study with mandatory army service. Greg Bank is a 24-year-old South African-born Israeli.
Even though it's a Jewish army, it's not necessarily a religious army. It can be difficult sometimes because of the nature of the army. The environment's a very physical environment. Sometimes you can forget about your more spiritual side.
But it raises questions about who's got the ultimate authority in the military, the rabbis or the army commanders. I asked Greg Bank about facing that question as a religious soldier.
You've got to look at the picture holistically, because it's very nice saying that we want every bit of land, and every bit of land is important to us. But if we don't have an army that can defend this land, then everything will fall apart.
In other words, soldiers must obey orders for the good of the country. But there are some hardline pro-settler rabbis who see things differently. For them, giving up even an inch of biblical Israel would be heresy. These rabbis encourage young Israelis to serve, but also to refuse orders that contradict Jewish law as they see it. Orders to evacuate any Jewish settlements, for example. One of the leading rabbis of the Har Etzion Yeshiva, Moshe Lichtenstein, says such extreme views are not widespread, but he says there is inherent tension for students between religious and military obligations.
The military says, let's solve problems by force. The religion says, let's solve them by creating a harmonious and a perfect society. So on one level, I think there is a deep incompatibility in which we try to educate. We want our students to feel the tension and to be aware of that. As we tell them, they go to the army not because it's a good idea, because it's rather it's a necessity.
These tensions have flared up recently. Some men in uniform have objected on religious grounds to female singers at official military ceremonies. The military ruled that women cannot be prohibited from singing. It also now requires that rabbis be accompanied by a minder when addressing groups of soldiers, and that suggests the army brass is truly concerned about increasing religiosity within its ranks.
Nobody at the top of the army has discussed this publicly, so we're guessing here.
Gershom Gorenberg is the author of The Unmaking of Israel. He doubts that massive numbers of Israeli soldiers would refuse to follow orders for a large-scale evacuation of the West Bank, but he says that's precisely the scenario that opponents of the two-state solution are trying to put in the public spotlight.
Rabbis and other ideologues who are publicizing this issue are, to some extent, intentionally or not, trying to create a deterrent against a evacuation by raising the question of the internal cohesion of the army in that case.
Children enjoy playtime during a recent evening at the West Bank settlement of Migron. The 300 or so residents here are facing eviction because an Israeli court determined the settlement is illegal. Community spokesman Itai Chamo, holding his toddler in his arms, tells me he's not sure if Israeli soldiers would refuse evacuation orders. But he says the army is with the settlers.
I do my reserves. I do 40 days a year. The military is me, not anyone else.
Are you worried about getting an order to evict settlers yourself, I ask? No, Chamo says. He's never received such an order, and he's not worried about getting one anytime soon. For the World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.